Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So this week, Elon effectively created a new hyperscaler, EWS, by leasing Colossus capacity directly to Anthropic. And the reason why is the big story. Demand for AI models isn't the bottleneck right now. Compute power is. Chamath Palihapitiya said on the All In podcast this week that Anthropic and OpenAI's revenue performance has absolutely nothing to do with demand. Zero. It's entirely about the supply constraints in data centers, specifically around power. To break that constraint, Anthropic went to Elon, and this EWS deal is estimated to generate $4 to $5 billion incrementally this year for Anthropic. Just to give you a sense of their growth, Anthropic's arrange buy has jumped from $10 billion to $44 billion between January and April, and it's projected to hit $100 billion by the end of the year. That kind of growth is almost unheard of. And here's where Google Cloud comes into the picture. Amidst this massive compute squeeze, Google Cloud reported an $80 billion run rate, growing 63% year over year. That makes us the fastest growing hyperscaler, ahead of Azure at 39% and AWS at 28%. It's a huge validation of our strategy, especially when everyone is fighting for capacity. Now, speaking of that fight for capacity, Dario Amodei, the CEO of Anthropic, is reporting a massive need for more computing power due to their 80 times growth this year. His playbook is really interesting. Long-dated multi-provider deals. He's locking in compute with Google Cloud, Broadcom, and Elon's Colossus, along with aggressive NVIDIA procurement. His approach treats single-vendor concentration as a roadmap risk, actively diversifying his head compute. If a frontier model lab is doing this, it tells you just how serious the supply constraint is. It's not just about getting more compute, it's about getting contracted compute. But the one that really caught my eye, and this connects to Dario's strategy, is that the AI labs themselves are recognizing another huge bottleneck. Eric Ries told Lenny Rachitsky this week that human alignment is the number one unsolved problem in AI. Mike Cannon-Brooks from Atlassian agrees. The hard parts are talent, business process reengineering, and security, not just picking the right model. The clearest tell? Both OpenAI and Anthropic launched massive $1.5 billion plus joint ventures this week to do enterprise consulting. They're not just selling APIs anymore. The labs themselves have realized the real blocker is on the customer side. Organizations aren't ready to deploy and integrate these models effectively. And that brings us to the token maxing trend. Y Combinator's Litecoin dedicated an episode to top builders using AI to do the work of 10 to 400 traditional engineers. It highlights that headcount to output is collapsing for teams with strong fundamentals and aggressive tooling. Think about that. One engineer doing the work of hundreds. But Matt Pocock also stressed on Latent Space that engineering fundamentals matter more in the agent era because brittle code stops AI agents faster than it stops humans. So, the takeaway is, you can achieve incredible productivity with lean teams, but you need to combine deep fundamentals with smart, aggressive tooling.
Which brings us to a practical tool for these token-maxing teams, Gemini Embeddings 2. This shipped this quarter as the first natively multimodal embedding model. What does that mean? It can handle text, images, video, audio, and even document elements like diagrams and tables all in a unified vector space. Most production RAG today involves a fragile stack of file-type-specific extractors, OCR, transcripts, and a lot of stitching logic. Embeddings 2 collapses much of that into one model. This is a Google-only capability right now for any agent working across mixed media. Imagine the cost and time savings if you could query across all your data types in one search, without needing separate pipelines for every format. So given all this talk about compute scarcity and the need to hedge, here's something you might consider trying this week. Pick two current AWS customers in your book and ask them exactly one question, nothing else, no pitch attached. If your Anthropic spend doubled next year, would you rather negotiate that against AWS Bedrock alone or have a real alternate path to the same models? Just listen for the pause. My bet is at least one of them has been quietly thinking about this since the Anthropic Google deal broke. Use what they tell you to shape that second meeting. And this focus on fonder optionality and hedging against risk really brings us back to why Google Cloud is so well positioned. Anthropic's $200 billion 5-gigawatt commitment to Google Cloud, which makes up over 40% of Google's new $462 billion cloud backlog, is huge. The right way to frame this for founders isn't that Google is picking Anthropic over Gemini. It's that both leading frontier model families are committed and available on the Gemini Enterprise Agent platform, formerly Vertex AI. This means optionality without leaving the platform. You can A/B test Anthropic and Gemini, switch as model leadership shifts, and run on the same compute, security, and governance layer either way. Pair that with provision throughput contracts and embeddings to multimodal capability, and you have unique offerings against the AWS and Azure stacks. Dario hedging across three providers and Harshil Mathur of Razorpay naming decision speed as the only moat really highlights that founder anxiety is all about concentration risk on both models and compute. GEAP is a structural answer to both. The compute supply squeeze is real, and it's reshaping how founders think about their partners, their talent, and their tech stack. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.